Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting second, the left fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth, the catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Chet Nichols. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Mixes moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Mixes moves to third. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Jeffcoat moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. Sauer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Estock now pitching. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors fields the ball and throws to Rush covering. Safe. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixis bunts towards third. Elliott juggles the ball. That's an error on Elliott. Rush moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Estock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan moves to second. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connors strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Connors out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rush, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Owen moves to third. Rush moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a fly ball into left field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Bob Borkowski. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Sisti reaches second base with a double. Logan moves to third. Bob Addis pinch hits for George Estock. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Logan scores. Sisti scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-2 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Addis moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Addis scores. Jethro goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Braves, 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Cole now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-4, Cubs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Connors for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sisti hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connors scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cole for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mixes moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Mixes moves to third. Baumholtz moves to second. Bob Chipman now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Marquez now playing left field. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. One out. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connors is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Owen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Mixes reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leonard scores. Mixes scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Cubs. Phil Payne now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cisti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Payne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payne hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Payne covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.